Good morning, my friends and brethren in the Lord. Welcome to our God's Word for Today devotional. And we are now in Psalm chapter 140, verses 1 to 13. And this psalm is the beginning of the four chapters, or the next four chapters, that belong to the time when David was fleeing from Saul. David was a fugitive and he went to the Philistine city of Gath. And he found no refuge there and narrowly escaped. So those events are recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 21, 10 to chapter 22, verse 1. And subsequently, David went to the cave of Adullam, where many desperate men joined him later. So this is a penitent psalm that he acknowledged that God is his only refuge. Then you read verse 1 to 5 to understand of how his enemies were such treacherous and slanderous to him. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as serpents, and under their lips is the venom of asps, Selah. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with the cords they have spread in net. David's enemies used treacheries and slanders to attack him. And perhaps you have a few people around you who are not believers, and they are doing this in order to be promoted in your workplaces. They are going to step on your shoulders in order that you will be standing taller. Some people would blow the candles of others in order to make their candles shine. But can we really make our candles shine brighter by putting out the candles of others? No, of course not. So these wicked people are like venomous snakes, asps, and cunning hunters, as described here in verse 1 to 5. Now, David was not ambitious to be king, yet he was misinterpreted that he was usurping the throne from Saul, and he garnered a lot of enemies, and he was running away for his life as a fugitive. And we see in verse 6 to 8 that there is a twist here, because he showed his confidence to his God. Let me read verse 6 to 8. I said to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation. You have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further the evil plot, or they will be exalted. Selah. David showed his confidence here despite of their treacheries. His confidence was on the covenant-keeping God, Yahweh or Jehovah. He was his defender in whom he trusts for deliverance and salvation. He expressed his complete trust to him here. And David's enemies will receive a fitting retribution from God. They would suffer torments that they intended to inflict upon David. Here in verse 9 to 11, we can read that. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. It's like throwing a boomerang, it will return unto them. What they will do to David, God will destroy them in the same manner, as David expressed his faith here that God will pay retribution to his enemies. Now, we are going to love our enemies. It does not mean that we are going to close our eyes toward the evil that he had done. Loving our enemies must be coming from the angle also that God is holy. It does not mean that when we love our children, that we are to cover their sins and we are not going to discipline them, because our love is not a pampering love. It's not a love that will pamper them to do evil and wicked things. Like the love of God to us. God loves us, of course, unconditionally, but because we are his children, he will chastise us. So these wicked people will experience and receive the retribution from God, because God is holy and God is just. So that David, in verse 12 to 13, praises God confidently to see his justice in punishing the wicked and delivering the innocent to the afflicted, or to the afflicted and needy like himself. Look at verse 12 to 13 as he concluded this psalm. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. What does this mean to us today? Now, maybe we are not like David, that we are really running our lives because somebody are going to kill us physically, but the Lord allows sometimes that we can experience some kind of malign and criticisms from others that they are hurting us. And how are we going to respond? It's easy for us to react with anger, and we are going to take vengeance. It's easy for us to see the way they treat us as like an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. But as Christians, we are asked to respond in a biblical and a Christian way. As Christ was reviled, he was mocked, he was unjustly treated, yet he did not do in return of mocking his enemies. When in fact he forgave them. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We must be very Christ-like in order that we are going to show that we are his children, as Matthew chapter 5 says. So let us maintain our composure that God is in control. By God's grace, let's commit them in prayer. Let's not be manipulative. Let's wait that the Lord will bring justice, because as David prayed here, the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and he will execute justice for the needy. Yes, it's easy for us to be impatient and take things on our hands when we are in pain, when we are maligned, and we are hurt. But by the grace of God, I pray that we'll be able to respond in the way how Christ responded to his enemies. What can overcome only with the evil that are done to us are the good things that we do to them. As Romans chapter 12 says, that overcome evil with good. Do not repay evil with evil. And by this, we are showing that we belong to the Father. Yes, we live in a broken world and we cannot escape that we can experience something like this. Inasmuch as we would evade situations like this, but there are really times that the Lord will allow this. So as we close our meditation, our devotional this morning, let's pray that we will be having the grace and the mercies of God, that we will not be reactive, but be responsible, to respond from the hurt that other people will do to us with love, with forgiveness. Let's not allow the wicked to ruin our lives by making ourselves angry towards them. In that case, the devil will be successful. He will ruin our lives by making us mad and angry and bitter against others. May God help us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the experience of David, who summarized this chapter of what he experienced, Lord, at one moment in his life, that he was hunted down and he took refuge and recognized that you are the only one who can give him justice, that he did not manipulate, but trust you, Lord, that you will take vengeance to those who did evil to him. Help us, Lord, to be patient. Help us to grow in our faith, not to take things on our hands, but trust you that you are just and righteous, that your eyes will be upon us who are needy. And Lord, we thank you that everything works together for good to us who love you, including the hurt that we receive, Lord, from others, even when we do some nothing wrong, unto them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.